Eigentlich ist Sifflich ja als annektiertes Gebiet erklärt.
Sifflich was actually declared annexed territory.
Der sogenannte Querdamm.
The other side of the so-called Querdamm, the old flood dike, that has to do with the water level rising. Those 90 hectares, the other side of the Querdamm, were officially given to the Dutch as reparations.
Erich Thyssen, born 1935, a German from Zifflich.
The Zifflich folk weren't terribly pleased about it. It's not hard to see how that would cause problems.
In 1949, Germany had to surrender part of its territory along the frontier to the Netherlands. Zifflich lost 90 hectares, about 225 acres, of pasture land. The neighbouring village of Weiler was also affected. The Teufelsberg was now on Dutch territory, and with it, the 20 people who lived there.
Yes, it was a stupid business.
Johann Tönnissen, born 1931, from the Teufelsberg. His family already had problems with the border during the war.
We were in Holland, we were in Dutch gebied.
We were Dutch, but we lived on German territory. And once a month or every few weeks, my father had to go to Weiler and get a stamp from the customs post, saying that we lived in Germany, because we weren't allowed to go to Holland. But our fields were on the Dutch side, so we had a special pass allowing us to work there.
After 1949, Weiler was cut in two. The border was strictly guarded and visiting family relatives was only allowed once a month.
The first few years after the war, it must have been bad, but I didn't experience that. We could always go to the parish fair in Zifflich or Niel. We could go across the border just like that. It was never a problem.
Henny Driessen, born 1945, a Dutchman from Lloyd.
It never really felt like a border to us. The people lived together and married across the border. We all spoke exactly the same language, Platt, a low German dialect. There was no difference at all. When I crossed the border, I could talk to the people there perfectly normally. That was never a problem. And my father told me it was like that after the First World War too. There was a lot of poverty in Germany then, and a lot of smuggling. Father told me how people drove horses and cattle through the Great Wettering, because you got a lot of money for the animals on the other side of the border. In Germany here was hardly any food. It was a time of great poverty.
And
the German and Dutch neighbours always helped each other like that, just to keep alive. There was a time when that was different, during the Second World War. Then the Dutch naturally thought the Germans were bad. My parents did too.
In 1960, there were fresh negotiations about the course of the frontier, but only a small bit of Weiler was returned to Germany. The Teufelsberg stayed Dutch, as did the pasture land the other side of the Querdamm. For the people who lived on the border, it wasn't a matter of importance anymore.
Shifting the border around didn't affect us. It was more a political matter than anything that concerned the people here.
It was more a politiek verhaal dan dat het een burgerlijk verhaal was.
If you knew the people well, it wasn't so bad. We got on well with the Dutch and with the Germans.